I could see that paradigm working very well as you work with companies to see, to kind of look at their hiring process. Same exact principle. And I wonder about, you've made it clear that you're not a quick fix guy. It seems like you're very interested in relationships and growth. But what you are interested in is clarity. So I wonder, what's the clearest picture you can get as a leader that someone has grit? You said it was one of the pillars. It's one of the key pieces. Angela Duckworth has written about it. What's the Mike Deegan snapshot that allows you to know someone may have grit?
That's a great question. Grit. So when you're going through the recruiting process, or when you're going through any of this, I'm looking for life experiences that have displayed some type of grit. So, and usually this isn't going to be something they can write on a piece of paper, but you're gonna sense something in this process when you're talking to them. So if I was interviewing for a job. If I was interviewing for someone, I would listen to see what kind of failures have they experienced. Give me a time you failed. Give me a time you fell flat on your face, and what happened from that day forward. In my line of work, you know, I look for guys who have possibly played multiple sports, and maybe they were a role player in something else. You know, maybe they're a really talented baseball player, but they were the sixth man in basketball, and their job was to go in there and box out and try to defend like crazy and just be a part of something bigger than themselves. Cause that to me tells me something. You know, when I hear that, hey, you know, he wasn't playing much, so he quit and decided to focus on baseball. I'm not judging that, but I have to, my antenna goes up. Cause that to me, that's a missed opportunity to display grit. I look for someone that's had some hardship in their life. There's something to that. And believe me, my wife and I have obsessed about this because In our pursuit of trying to create a great life for our children, we also have to understand that some of the things that have made me, made her, made all of us are the times that they've gone through something poor. So, you know, if they end up having a quote unquote bad coach or a mean coach, do you get them out of that situation or do you leave them in? You're just listening for life experiences, and grit comes in all different shapes and sizes. I mean, it doesn't have to be something extreme where, you know, you had your house burned down, you had to regroup. It's not that, but I'm listening for something that tells me that they've been pushed, they've pushed back, they fell down, they got back up, and they overcame in some phase of their life. And so you listen, and you just listen with detail, and it goes back to that's another form of a leader, but just listening, and you can hear, and I guess some of it's intrinsic where you can just get a feel, but yes, I'm clearly looking for opportunities where someone has displayed they've overcome an obstacle of some sort.